Well, let's welcome on and say good morning to Jake LaTurner. He is a Kansas congressman, the 2nd District. He joins us on KCMO Talk Radio as we are on a Wednesday morning. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for joining us. You were at the border last week. Let's just start with the big picture on what you saw down there and how bad things are versus what we hear in the media.
Pete, first of all, it's always good to be with you, and good morning to all your listeners. To go to the border and see it in person is an incredible experience. You can read about it and see it on TV, but until you see with your own eyes, you don't realize how bad the problem is. We have a crisis at the border. I don't know why it's so hard for this administration to say it. We have a crisis at the border. It was caused by President Biden's rhetoric and his dangerous policies, and they need to take responsibility for it. They need to start caring about the people that are being impacted by this. It's high time that they take responsibility. I was down there. I was talking to border agents. I was in McAllen, Texas, which is dealing with the worst issues. I was also in El Paso. I was in New Mexico and Columbus talking to ranchers that are living in fear every single day of their life because of the criminal element coming across our border.
So on that note, Congressman, I mean, what did the Border Patrol agents, what did they say to you in terms of how bad things have gotten and what they want to see happen going forward to try to just curb this problem, which is more than a problem? Like you said, it's a crisis.
If you look at the last month's numbers, 172,000 encounters. That's a 400% increase from March of last year. This is it's absolutely insane. And what's happening is these Border Patrol agents are good, decent, brave people doing a wonderful job, but they just don't have the resources to handle this huge influx. I interacted with unaccompanied children that were coming across the border, and it is incredibly sad to see their situation. I interacted with a young man named Miguel. He's about 8 years old. He was on the phone with his mom when I walked up to him, and through a translator, I was able to speak to him. He was on the phone with his mom, who's living in Kansas with her husband, who they both crossed the border illegally in the past, and Miguel and his 14-year-old sister crossed the border by themselves. And here's why it's such a tragedy. No one crosses the border without paying the drug cartel. And we are seeing situations where people are being beaten, women are being raped, children are being abused, and it's child endangerment. And that's what I want to say to President Biden is, you don't understand that your words and your actions have consequences. These children, who I have compassion for, are put in a terrible position by this drug cartel who will stop at nothing. I'll tell you what they do. They'll have a big group of illegal immigrants coming across the border. They'll divide them up and have them go in different places. And while the Border Patrol is overwhelmed with the humanitarian issue, they slip heroin and drugs across in another place while the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. The drug cartel knows exactly what they're doing. And this administration is helping them. They're helping their coffers every single day. You have to pay somewhere between $3,000 and $6,000 per person to get across the border.
Interesting. He's Congressman Jake LaTurner, Kansas Congressman, joining us on KCMO. On that note, I did see this tidbit this morning here, Congressman, as we were getting ready for our conversation. The seizure of fentanyl at our southwestern border has increased by 233%. And that's seizures. So that doesn't obviously, we don't even know how much more is actually getting through, but we know that we are seizing more than double than what we were, well over more than double what we were a year ago at this time. What are they saying at the border in terms of do they need more staffing? Do they need more help? Or if they actually go back to some of the previous administration's policies on the border, that will help not just with the illegal immigrant problem, but also with the drug problem.
They are overwhelmed. We are asking our Border Patrol to be babysitters. We're asking them to be social workers. We're asking them to do a job that they weren't trained to do. They were trained to go get bad guys, and they're unable to do that, again, because of President Biden's words. He stopped border construction. He told them that it was the time to come. He ended the stay-in-Mexico policy. And that's resulted in families thinking that they can cross the border, get into the country illegally, and it's a terrible situation. I'll give you two quick examples. The Border Patrol told me that when they encounter the drug cartel on a boat in the Rio Grande, as they approach them, because they know they have drugs, they throw a child into the water, knowing that the Border Patrol is going to save that child before they go after the bad guys for the drugs. So they throw the kid in the water and get across. They abandon children in the desert as the Border Patrol comes up to them, knowing that the Border Patrol is always going to do the right thing and help the child, and then the drugs slip right by. So when you talk about those numbers, you're exactly right, Pete. That is just what has been seized. Imagine what is flowing over this border that we're not catching because of this huge influx caused by Joe Biden.
He is Jake LaTurner. He's on KCMO Talk Radio on a Wednesday morning. Congressman, I mean, it's really eye-opening, and I appreciate you sharing your story. And we've got a less than a minute here, but anything else that you want to make sure people know on your trip down there?
Well, I just want people to know that it is absolutely a crisis. The people of this country should be incredibly proud of the Border Patrol and the difficult situation they're in and the hard work that they're doing to make it all work and to keep it all together. And they should understand that this administration is not taking responsibility. This marks week three that Vice President Harris has been in charge of the border. She hasn't visited the border. She doesn't know what's going on, and she is not helping the situation.
Congressman, thank you for being here. We really appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you, Pete. Good to be with you.
He's Jake LaTurner on KCMO. I mean, you can have sympathy, but also say it's bad policy. Both those things can be true at once. Coming up next, let's talk to Dr. Dana Hawkinson about what's going on with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, what that means locally as well. He'll join us next.